Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Home Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I have my own practice called Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. Today, I have a guest who managed to get on today. The last time we tried, it didn't work for some weird reason. And because the show is always live, it can be challenging. Today's show title is called Animated Sex, The Spirituality of Eros. Although there has never been, in the history of mankind, more visual sex and general information about sex readily available, many people suffer from low libido and general disinterest in sex. Sexologists usually try to cure this with even more information and concentration on sex. And for many people, that may be helpful because they have no words of their own to articulate their sexual needs and desires. But there are those for whom this does not work because they suffer from a kind of sex poisoning. This can only be cured by going back to the roots, which aren't anatomical, technical, or visual, but arcane and spiritual. So sex, just as sex, quickly becomes empty and shallow if the connection to Eros gets cut. And Eros is not just about this chubby little angel with bow and arrow, also known as Cupid, but is the god of co-creation who emerged self-formed at the dawn of creation. Eros was the driving force behind the generation of new life in the cosmos. So today we have Jacob Pastata, who will be discussing his importance for cultivating polarity, nurturing creativity, and developing spiritual connectivity with life to discover our full sexual potential. And we will be delving into astrology, sex magic, Qigong, Thai Tantra, and the Judean concepts of animus and anima. So Dr. Jacob Pastata started as a very spiritually interested teenager, delved then into cultural and anthropology, developed a taste for sexology while doing research at the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender and Reproduction, wrote his doctorate thesis on hardcore pornography and the constraint to self-constrain mechanisms of the civilizing process it is entangled in. The question was, why were sexually explicit pictures only developed as an entertainment medium in the post-industrialized Western societies? And so he got his PhD in education at the Hamburg University, that's in Germany, and finally became ABS certified clinical sexologist at the American Academy of Clinical Sexology in 2003. He's been teaching and tutoring there for 15 years while doing research, media work, and sex, couple, and life counseling as president of the German Society of Societal Scientific Sexuality Research. And he's been producing, organizing, and prestigious biannual conferences. And so he has a lot of credentials, and his website includes sexology, that's sexology.org, and many other things about him. So I'll share more as we go on with the show. So welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. It's great to be in touch with you.
Thank you so much. So it was really a mouthful. Explaining about today's show. So tell me more. You're saying that people with libido issues and not interested in sex, sexologists are guilty of giving them more information and, I guess, basically confusing them. So you said that there's a cure. So what is the cure?
I think the cure is to go back to a very old approach to all things sexually. You see, we are accustomed in the Western world to see everything through the glasses of consumerism. Everything is just there to put your hands on and to consume it. But when you look at the different traditions and religions we have in this world, you always find that sexuality was something not just for fun, but was also regarded as something holy, as something connected with deities, and also something which involved some kind of awe. And you're saying
we need to recognize. Yeah, go on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we need to recognize again that sexuality has something to do with worship. When you are sexually active, it is not just a pleasure thing, which is fine, of course, but it is also a force that connects you with every living being in this world. You know, the fascinating thing is, for about 1 billion years, there was no sex, although there was life on this planet. There were one full billion years, only single cells divided themselves and reproduced that way. There was no sex going on. Only after about 1 billion years, some of those single cells thought it would be a good idea to throw together one's genes and develop something new. And this is the birth of the birth. Before, it was just a kind of very boring reproduction. But as soon as you have two forces involved in such a process, you have a struggle, you have a fight, because from that point on, it's not just something one single cell does for itself. It is something where two cells have to figure out what are the best genes to put into a new being. And this is so amazing because this is the creation of something new, not the procreation of something old, which the single cells did, but the creation of something totally new. And in between a very short time, with regard to the age of the world, all the life we see today exploded into a variety which is just mind-boggling.
That's beautiful. I really love what you're sharing with me.
Thank you. It is, and you see, so it is actually devaluating if you regard sex just as a as an consumer's item. I think we have to go back to realize that sex is not so much something you can consume, but now it becomes interesting, something that consumes you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
Just shoot your questions, whatever it is.
Yes. So I love what you're saying about, I'm just really letting that soak in. Sex is not something you consume, but something that consumes you.
Exactly. Gods are not just those nice pictures you see. But as especially the psychology of C.G. Jung found out, are actually forces that are much older than our civilization. They are complexes of all what we think important. And this importance is not necessarily harmless. It is not necessarily just funny or nice or easy to grasp. Usually, gods are something who have also a terrifying aspect. And I think everyone knows that feeling when sexual lust is overwhelming you. You don't really know what is going on with you because it makes so little sense. Even the most smart people in the world are again behaving like teenagers again. They are driven by this sexual force. The Jewish have that wonderful saying, when the schmuck stands, when the penis is erected, the brain stops thinking. And this sounds funny, of course, but actually it is awesome in the old meaning of the word. It is something which creates awe.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So let's continue this after the break.
Okay. Bye.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends right now by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. Today, we are talking about animated sex, the spirituality of Eros, and this is the first time somebody is actually talking about Eros the way that Dr. Jacob Hastata is doing, and he's German. And he has a lot of credentials. He's very experienced. And he started off doing research in the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction. In case you don't know about this, this is actually the pioneer institute when it comes to sexuality in America. And so he studied there and did his doctorate thesis and got his PhD in education, became a certified clinical sexologist in 2003, started teaching and lecturing there while doing research, media work, sex, and couple life counseling as president of German Society of Social Scientific Sexuality Research. and he's been organizing biannual conferences of DGSS. And so he does, since 2014, sex counseling for bi-national couples in English and German via Skype. So you know you can reach out to him. And he has several websites. So I'm just going to say one of them, which is what I announced earlier in the show today, which is Sexology. That's S-E-X-O, sex. Oh, sex, sex. Okay, sorry. I'm gonna just try again. So it's sexology.org. So right now he's the editor of a German English book series, Sexuality Crosswise with Springer Science, and is writing a book on the development of German sex education. So do check him out. And he has a new website that he will launch very soon. Or maybe it's launched already, called liveyoursexuality.com. That's L-I-V-E. And he has a Facebook page that's Eros Arising with an A. So, yes. So just before break, we were talking about the importance of returning back to the sacredness of Eros. So is there anything else you'd like to elaborate on, Dr. Jacob?
There is indeed. Because... for creating awe and respect for sexuality, I think it is important to realize that really all cultural and religious traditions see sexuality and spirituality in a very strong connection. Unfortunately, this link was severely cut when monotheistic religions made a leap for the mind only, degrading the body and its experiences to a machinery that is just supposed to work. What we experience today is what a Jungian psychoanalyst called the revenge of Aphrodite. I think you know Aphrodite, that's the old Greek and Roman goddess of love and lust. Yes. And this revenge of Aphrodite is perfectly presented in what we see in sexualized advertising. It is always titillating. It is filling our mind with unrealistic clutter of what sex is supposed to be and to look. And I am absolutely sure Aphrodite in her place on the Mountain Olymp in Greece has hysterical fits of laughter watching all of those men with their pants down in front of their smartphones or computers frantically masturbating and hunting for pictures that might still give them some feeling of sexual excitement. Because what you see there, single men not having sex with partners, but only masturbating to a kind of fantasy pictures, that is just the same what you see with those ancient satyrs, those goat-like old men which are running with huge erections behind and after beautiful and sexy young nymphs, and those nymphs are laughing at them because actually they are never able to reach them, and they are always hunting for the real pleasure of sexuality, which they can't reach. An even worse picture is that god Priapus, with an even bigger erection, who gave the terrible condition of priapism is its name, which is that you have an erection that doesn't go away, which sounds like paradise, of course, but when an erection doesn't go away, unfortunately, the penis will die because it's not longer able, that the blood flows through the penis. You all know The penis has to go limp from time to time so that the blood can flow through again, because the erection is caused by blood staying in the penis tissue.
Yeah.
And there you see how dangerous it is to pursue sexuality only as a means of lust without its deeper meaning in the spiritual sense, that there is something really holy and sacred going on. I know those are ideas that are so contrary to our perception of sexuality. I always wonder where the idea was coming from in the first place, that sexuality is something comparable to eating or sleeping, which is in some way okay, because you always can refine it. But sexuality is much more than that, because with sexuality, you have a tool at your hands, which you can use for connection to your partner, but also to use as a tool of connection with your inner self. And I think to understand what is going on, you have only two ways. Either you read a lot of Greek and Latin legends, where sex plays a tremendous part in what is going on between gods and human beings, or you have to look into the techniques Tantra or Taoism provide, because in these traditions there was always the attempt to use sexuality as a medium to enrich all of you. So the big problem is when you isolate sexuality and only have it as a kind of drawer, you think you can open and shut whenever you think it would be good, then you invite this revenge of Aphrodite, which will only titillate you, but very soon will make all the lust go away. And the strange thing is that today we are bombarded with sexual images, with sexual ideas, but still at the same time, where we liberated sex, we also made it into a consumer's item, and more people experience no lust at all. And so I don't know what could be more revenge than that. That you get what you lusted for, but then you lose the lust for it. Makes that sense?
Yes. So what you're saying is honoring the sacred that is behind sex.
It's very helpful. It's very healing. I think too many people live their sexuality on the level of teenagers. I think, Martha, you also know that many people are always a kind of nostalgic when it comes to sex. They always long for the good old times when they were teenagers or when they were in first love, and think this is how sexuality always should be, because it was an overwhelming experience. Of course, you know, teenagers are able to masturbate 5 times a day and don't find it boring. But when you are growing and when you are getting older, it is your responsibility to realize that your sexuality has to grow with you. Would you agree?
That's very important. That's beautiful.
Thank you. This is why I enjoy being in your show today so much, because I think that your concept of errors is exactly the same. Errors is so much more than just sexuality.
Yes, that's right.
I'm glad.
So when I when I decided to call my company Eros, first of all, as a spiritual person, always been fascinated with Greek mythology, and I really recognize the power that is behind our sexuality. Wonderful. And that sexuality and the lust and the power that we feel around our sex is a part that shouldn't be confused with love. And in calling my company that, was making a very bold statement. And in fact, I was told many times by many people, including a psychic that I went to, that I had to change my company name, and I refused. And of course, I probably suffered the consequences. But that was very important to me, extremely important, to not make any apologies for Eros. And so even this show is called Eros Evolution.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity to explain.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I thought we were on you for the next break. Okay.
Yeah, so we have a break and we'll come back and speak more with Dr. Jacob Pastata.
Pastata.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Today we are with Dr. Jacob Tatar, and he is the editor of German English book series Sexuality Crosswise with Springer Science, and is writing a book on the development of German sex education. So today we have a German sexologist with us, who is highly experienced, highly trained, and really such a privilege to have him. So he has several websites. So Dr. Jacob, if you can, please announce the websites that you have.
You can find more about myself and about the German Society for Social Scientific Sexuality Research, which is based in Düsseldorf in Germany, on our association website. It is sexology.org. Which is spelled a little different than usually, because it's not written with an Y, but with an I and E. So it is S E xologie.org when you want to look up the DGSS. And it's usually worth to look at our website because we have biannual international conferences where we honor the most important sexologists with the famous Magnus Hirschfeld Medal, which is named after the founder of sexology. Yes, you will be amazed. It was a German, or actually a couple of Germans, who developed the field of sexology. They were German Jews who were interested in sex so much that even before the First World War, at the end of the 19th century, so 150 years ago, thought it a good idea to create the new field of sexology. But you can also find something about me at my Facebook website. Just look for Live Your Sexuality written together. That's my channel on Facebook, and there I will keep you posted on the newest developments in sexual science. But now it's me who has thank you. A question to Martha again. I think it's so amazing, so incredible that a Chinese woman from Singapore is interested in Greek and Latin religion and mythology. How did it come that you found out about those aspects?
I really have no idea why I'm so interested in it. I think I'm very interested in all things that are ancient, because it's where we came from. And so yes, when I learned about Cupid, then of course I was very interested in, like, who's this little angel lookalike that has wings and shooting people with bows and arrows. And later realized that the Greek call him Eros, and so that's.
Yes.
I'm also very fascinated with Victorian sex, like how the kings would have all their mistresses, and they would have all these people wearing big gowns, and so I study a lot about King Henry's and his many wives. I read a lot of these things in my free time, and I guess I'm just very fascinated with how ancient people have sex.
Yeah.
And I often think I'm born in the wrong era. I wish I was in the Victorian times. And I think it has something to do with femininity, you know, because back then women had fewer choices in terms of careers and also in terms of money. And so they were very dependent on their beauty and charm in order to hook the right man. And so I was very interested in that aspect of being a woman. So okay, that got me very interested in all these things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. You know, one of the smartest things I've ever read was from a Roman author who said, when you don't know what happened before your own birth, when you don't know history, you will always stay a child, because only when we know about history, we can grow not only as individual, but as human beings, because it is our history. Of course, it is important to be an individual, but actually we are not so far different from a beehive. We all are much more when we work together, when we cooperate. And that also means drawing from the rich sources of former times. And you know, right now there are so many exciting discoveries in history that are just amazing. We always thought that the Asian cultures and the antique cultures, the ancient cultures of Rome and Athens, were quite differently and developed quite separately, but now we learn more and more that there were actually connections. Well, why shouldn't there be connections? Because there was always the Silk Street. And on the Silk Street, not only silk traveled, but also people, monks, people who knew something. And so it seems that many ideas we have in the West developed in the East, and some of the ideas of the East developed also in the West. So they are all part of our family history, if you want to say it that way.
That's beautiful. So I just want to do a quick summary of all the things that you shared today, so far in today's show, and I hope I do a good summary. So basically, just before the break, Dr. Jacob was sharing about how in Greek mythology that, you know, we have this this god with this big erection who doesn't go away, and he's laughing at humans because we know that when we keep chasing for this pleasure and we can't reach it, this lust is dangerous. Dangerous not because sex is dangerous, but because this lust, where sex has no deeper meaning, and we have you end up feeling empty. So Dr. Jacob was suggesting that what we can do is learn by, besides appreciating from Greek and Latin, being able to understand the tremendous power of sex. And also in Tao and Tantra, how he's learned that the use of sexuality as a medium in order to attain our spirituality. And so he feels that when we isolate our sexuality as a drawer that we open and shut, and many people who use sex and to get what they want and treat people as objects and look at porn and just look at the superficiality of sex, what they do is they're not really understanding how our sexuality evolves as we get older and we grow. And it's our responsibility to recognize that our sexuality has to grow with us. So I really love his explanation, and I think it's really worth listening to the first 30 minutes of this this show today to really get the true essence of what he's talking about.
I feel so honored that you think this line of thought is of interest because so many people think that we are today so enlightened that we shouldn't need any longer those mythologies, but without mythology, everything becomes so extremely shallow. And if you are a shallow person, you also will have a shallow sex. Only spirituality gives depth to sexuality and wrests it out of the hands of the consumer culture to whom it fell prey to. What everyone should do as a first step is to realize that it is a good thing to stop treating sexuality as a mere utility. Stop treating yourself, your body, your soul, and also stop treating others like things. I think this is the primordial sin. When you deal with people, not with fellow humans, but as things. We see it everywhere. Whenever people are treated as things, we are in deep trouble because we don't accept that they have a worth. To see the value of other people, especially in sexual connections, you have to start to be amazed again, to be amazed what is going on in your body and in your sexual relationship. which is so much more than just erection or lubrication and arousal and orgasm, which are all fine, and we have to teach them. I think, Martha, you do such a wonderful job in helping people accept that vaginism is nothing you have to accept. That you can overcome it very easily. This is a very, very important step, because if you only feel that sexuality is pain and something like an order you have to fulfill, if you are stuck at that step, of course, something like the sexual aspect of spirituality and the spiritual aspect of sexuality is so far beyond you that you must think this is a speech from a lunatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think listeners can begin to do immediately, based on all the things that you're saying, the words of wisdom? Mm-hmm. Well, we have a break in 1 minute, so this is something that we definitely want to talk about when you come back from the break. So I love what you're saying. I'm just going to summarize quickly. Don't treat people as objects, and treat people as people. And I think that is the original sin that you mentioned, the primordial sin, which is treating people like things, not like people. And when we start doing that, and basically I feel, in my own words, become less jaded about life and about what's around us, and actually feel. So what you're saying is, be amazed again with our sexual feelings, dreams, lust, and the way our body works. Be in awe of what happens. And we have a break, and we'll come back and wrap up the show.
The best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us. All of us
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome to the last 15 minutes of today's show. And so far today, we did a really interesting show, at least in my opinion, about Aphrodite, about Greek mythology, and the link with sexuality, spirituality, and lust. And it's very important to really allow our sexuality to connect with the spirituality and the divine. And so now I want to ask Dr. Jacob Pastata to please explain to us more, like, what listeners can begin to do to return to the sacred.
I think that the most important thing is to feel amazed by your ability to get sexually aroused, and to realize that your genitals are there all the time. There is even concept in some psychological traditions, which is confirmed by development psychology, that our first sense of who we are is built by the sense which gender we are, if we are male or female, or maybe transgender. So this feeling of one's own gender identity is so much at the core of one's general identity that it is a shame that we hardly spend a single moment every day on thinking about us as man, woman, or transgender. So stop calling your genitals anything childish, and stop also calling your genitals anything medical, because those are not the words which inspire awe. The one thing is childish, the other thing is too technical. Even something rude or obscene is better than something childish or medical. But the best thing is to call it by a spiritual name. So call it with the Indian names of Yoni or Lingam, use the Greek word phallos, for example. And also take every day 5 minutes to reflect what it means for you to be a woman, a man, or a transgender. I don't mean to sink into self-pity, but to make yourself aware that whatever you are, your genitals and the feelings which are connected with them are a very important factor. Think about mythological women, men, or transgenders. Think about what it made those people examples for womanhood, manhood, or even transgenderhood. All the religions are full with examples of people who have to develop into full women, full men, or full transgenders. It's so easy with Google today to find those examples. It's just enough one to think about one sentence, even one name is enough. Just keep it for a few moments, for a few seconds, or for a few minutes in your mind. When you think about yourself as a man, think of a god like Zeus, or think of an hero like David, to reconnect you with who you are. For women, it is just the same. There are so many wonderful and great and powerful women that are part of our history, but we don't think about them. This is a very good start. This isn't hard. This isn't difficult. Just think about what it means to be a man, woman, or transgender. And if you brave enough, while you are doing that, just cup your hands around your genitals to reconnect yourself with the possibilities, with the options, with the power, which is actually in your genitals hidden. You just have to realize it again. And finally, start using some kind of mantras and prayers that engulf aspects of male and female godliness or of male and female mythological heroes. This is very healing. Find those aspects that work for you, and very important, don't skip the shadow aspects. Usually gods and heroes are never just light. They always have also a shadow aspect, something that has to be overcome. Greek and Indian mythology especially, but also Chinese mythology are helpful. But also in the Bible, you find wonderful examples of manhood and femalehood. So it's really no secret. It is really no magic. Well, of course, it is magic. Because magic is everything which you create with the power of your mind. Every what is so often called mindfulness is actually a kind of magic. It is like using a torch, putting the beam of the torch to a certain point inside you or outside you that is usually not enlightened. This is like an invocation. You make it visible through the torch of your mind, and this means you integrate it. And that's also the reason why the shadow aspects are so important, because you know, shadows are extremely powerful, but they shouldn't overcome you. And it is so easy to deal with shadows just by putting light onto them. Actually, shadows are your friend, because when you deal with not only with the pleasures of sexuality, but also with the fears that are connected with sexuality, you start accepting very important parts of your soul, very important parts of your identity that are usually hidden. And you will be so surprised. Those fears that usually make you weak and make you feel anxious or make you feel angry, all of a sudden lose that power of negative feelings and enable you, make you more powerful. And the most powerful thing we can become, and I know for people who are used to see sexuality just as in consumer's items, it's very a very strange concept, but the most powerful thing in the world for a human being to become is to become a full sexual being. And this is the lesson we can find in the Greek mythology, where sexuality is always part of the goddess and always part of the life. And you just have to say, yes, that's good, that's fine, that's helpful, but of course, there is also a huge responsibility connected with that. Again, I know it is a whole lot of mouthful, and it is very difficult to bring it across in just a few sentences, but trust me, try just to concentrate every day a few moments, a few minutes, on what it means to be a man, woman, transgender, and what it means to have genitals. And I assure you, it will do you a whole lot of good.
Thank you very much.
So again, please get in touch with me. You can find me on my Facebook profile, Live Your Sexuality. You can find me also under my name, Jacob Passetter. You can find me under the DGSS website, sexology written with IE .org. And let's become a fellow traveler to discover your sexual spirituality and your spiritual sexuality.
Beautiful. I'm so, so grateful for you coming onto today's show, and I'm so glad that the second time we tried, managed to connect and do this show today. I've learned a lot from you about the spiritual aspects of sexuality, and I love what you are saying, so I just want to repeat that you're saying the use of mantras and prayers will help us to connect with the positive and negative aspects of ourselves. And when we connect with the spiritual side of ourselves, it's like the beam of a torch that allows us to illuminate, invoke, and integrate all aspects of us, including our shadow side. That it allows us, our shadow, to become actually more powerful, not lose power, but actually become more powerful when we accept all parts of ourselves and our soul and our identity. And you also said that with becoming and evolving into a full sexual being, that this part of our sexuality that is youthful also comes with responsibility. And when we become enlightened, we go forth and be able to help more people, especially our people around us and our communities. So I love all these things. I love today's show. So this has been Master of Eros Coaching, and I've been with Dr. Jacob Hasadha. So tune in next week. In the meantime, have a great week ahead. Please share this show so more people can hear about this perspective. And I love all of you, and you can always reach out to me through eroscoaching.com. Thank you, and bye.
Bye.